Wow.
Adiption of the Matt and Huggy and always messing up everything Applehead podcast.
Wow. It's just been a long time.
Yeah, since, let's see, March 30th. March 30th.
2 months.
Yeah.
Damn.
Thanks, Applehead.
Wow. By the way, I just want you to know that I'm enjoying a pomegranate cannabis-infused seltzer for the program.
Huh. Cannabis-infused seltzer?
Yeah, they call this drink High Five. Yeah, it's High Five. Yeah.
Never even heard of it before. Where do you buy that at?
At the pot store.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Jesus. Alcohol?
No. It's just a marijuana drink. It's just seltzer with pot in it.
How hot?
Say it again.
How high do you get from that?
You know what? It's like a nice high. I find this high better than the edible high.
Hold on 1 second.
Mm.
Hey, Google. Turn down at 1. You like that?
Look at you yelling at Google.
It was like blasting. I was trying to tap it to turn it off, and it just started getting louder and louder. And I was like, oh! So yeah. You get higher from those than you do from gummies, huh?
Not higher, like different. Like the gummies get you really high. This gets you high too, but like it's a little more. It comes on, but it doesn't like wallop you. It's like a nice, steady, feeling good high.
How many dollars for one can?
Well, it's a four. You usually buy a 4-pack, and what is it? $15 for a 4-pack, something like that.
Dude, see, in New Jersey, I haven't gone there yet, but what I've heard is you only can buy like flour. It's all you can buy.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you sound like you guys have it all going on.
Yeah, there. Yeah. It's like going to a restaurant.
Yeah, what the hell? Yeah, like it's like, you know, like people that are just still, I don't know. I haven't been
like you can get, like gummies, you get mints, you can get it in liquid form. You can get it in a beverage. You can get it in drops. Like, it's just, it's like everything. It's like, there's just no, it's like, sure. What do you want? We got it. Chocolate bars. So if you wanted like a chocolate bar, they have that.
Ours is still like, you know, dirt weed. Some of it has like mold, or people are like buying it like, it's all moldy. And I'm like, that's horrible.
It'll come around, you know. It'll work itself out nicely. You'll see. It'll all come together.
Yeah, but it sounds like a boutique. What you have, you know what I mean? Ours.
Yeah. Oh, it really is. I mean, it's like a cannabis cafe. You walk in, you know, like, hey, what do you want?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
How are you doing today, Mr. Og? You're like, hey man.
Hey. I'm alright. Hey, man. Huh? What the hell, Applehead?
Hello?
Yeah, I hear you, dummy.
We can hear you.
Oh my god. Did we just not say that?
Wow, I think he's got some weird sound.
Yeah. Well, he was playing music.
Applehead, can you hear us?
He's like, I am on cannabis infused seltzers too.
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Guess not. Oh well, that went well. That was good. First episode in a couple months.
I hear you.
What the hell are you doing?
Sorry, I got disconnected.
uh, You have sorry. A horrible echo.
Is it that bad?
Well, we can just, yeah, that's fine. Here.
Or I'm really high right now, and that's possible.
Yeah.
Is the music distracting?
I mean, we hear it. Where are you right now?
I went out to this bar, and instead of going home, I just bought these headsets, and I went in the back of the bar where nobody's at.
So you're in a bar with cheap headphones trying to do a podcast. Is that what's happening right now?
These are good headphones.
It don't sound like it.
No?
Not really.
No. You sound awful.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
You sound like you're in my dryer. That's what you sound like.
What? Why didn't you just go home? You live like 2 minutes from the bar.
Hold on. How's that?
Yeah, that sounds so much better. Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's definitely better.
Oh, my God.
I guess there's a lot we need to talk about. A lot to catch up on.
Do we need to talk about Matt and his electric bike?
Yeah, why do we need to talk about my electric bike?
I don't know. There was a chunk of time that was missed, and we didn't really hear from you. Yeah, go ahead.
I was on concussion protocol. What happened, you asked? Well, you know, out at a bar. Start that bar, a couple beers. Went to another bar, had a couple beers, maybe a shot. And I was just driving crazy. You know, like I was 15 years old. Turned the handlebar too fast and then smashed my face on the concrete. Really?
So I want to just get some things correct. You're 50 and you got drunk and rode an electric bike and crashed it.
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And you had a concussion and you mangled your face.
Yes, and my face, by the way, it still hurts. It's still numb.
And it's an improvement.
Now is everything back to normal, your face? Or I mean, I don't know how to ask that.
Well, no, it's still numb, so it's not back to normal.
But does it look normal?
Yeah. All the black blue has gone away, but it got real bad before it got better. Like I was like, oh, it doesn't look that bad. Next day, I was looking a little worse. Third or fourth day, my whole eye was black. then my eyeball turned all red, blood red, you know, like there was blood in it. And yeah, had broke some bones in my face.
Oh,
yeah.
So you have broken bones in your face.
Yeah.
Practice. How many?
I don't know. I didn't really care at that point. I couldn't.
Does it matter?
It doesn't.
Now, did your wife ground you after this? Were you grounded? Well,
this is what happened because I don't remember. Like, I remember crashing, and I remember my buddy saying, yep, somebody called an ambulance. I was like, oh, no fucking way. No way. And I picked up my bike and I walked back to his house.
Stubborn, belligerent, drunk.
I picked up my bike and walked back to his house.
So I barely
sound like you're 15.
So I barely remember that. And then I guess I kept saying to everybody, what happened? And they're like, you fell off your bike. And then about a minute later, I'd be like, what happened? I got on for like 4 hours. Like my wife was driving me to the hospital. I'm like, where are we going? She's like, to the hospital. I'm like, what happened? I can't shoot. Kill him.
What happened?
Yeah, I just kept saying, what happened? Like, I couldn't remember what happened. And then,
why is my face all fucked up?
Yeah, I know. I was like, oh, my face hurts. I'm like, what happened? you fell off. And then, you know, I saw people like later on, you know, after this happened, they're like, yeah, that, you know, something about taking care of you. And I was like, you were there? And they're like, yeah, you don't remember? Like, I was like, no, I don't remember at all.
Wow.
That's what happened. It looks like we lost Appleton.
We did. We may have lost him. Hopefully he can call back in. Yeah, wow. I just get, I mean, you sent us those pictures.
Yeah.
And, you know, all kidding aside, you looked better.
I thought you got hit by a car.
Oh, yeah. With the person at the hospital, and I told her I fell off my bike, and then they laughed at me.
Well, I mean, you're a grown man saying you fell off a bike, you know?
I was like, yeah, real funny.
In Matt's defense, I do, I get around by a bike, too. But I live in a city.
Yeah, but I'm just, you know.
Now, do you still have training wheels on, or did you take those off yet?
Who, me?
No, Applehead. Oh. I just picture him riding through the city in training wheels.
With a helmet and a belt.
Yeah. Why can't I get laid?
Yeah.
I don't understand this. I'll pick you up at 7. Where's your car? This is it. It's a bike.
Yeah. Listen for the sound of my bell. I'll ring it.
I'll ring 3 times when you come outside.
Oh, God.
Put your pocketbook in my basket. There's plenty of room.
Yeah, so that's what happened to Matt. Just fell
off. Were you doing a wheelie?
No, I was actually like a burnout. Like you could just go and you slam on your back brake and then your whole, you know, you do like a 180. You're like, and that's what I was doing. That's what I was doing down the road. And I got ahead of my buddy and I was like, oh, I'm going to do a 180 and like wait for him in the middle of the road. Well, yeah, I was waiting for him in the middle of the road with my face on the road.
So there's probably pieces of your face are on the road.
Yeah, yeah, they could be. Well, not anymore. They washed away. But yeah, they
like, washed away.
So now at this date, my I don't even know what you call it, the orbital bone, the top one. You know, like it hurts. It's still numb.
Yeah. Still numb.
Still numb.
Wow, like you really fucked yourself up good.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what happens when you fall on your face doing 20 miles an hour.
Did you learn anything? Was there any lesson learned from this?
Yes. The lesson learned was...
Go ahead.
When I drink a lot on my bike, I go slow. That's my new lesson.
So you're still going to ride the bike?
Oh, yeah, I got on it. I've been on it.
Yeah, okay, great. See, I'm at the point now, if I'm drinking, I'm stationary. I'm not moving because if I try to move and do anything, I'm going to hurt something. It's just inevitable.
It's like when you get drunk, you drive really fast, right? Like it's a bad idea.
It's a very bad idea.
The same principle has to be applied on my bike. When I get drunk, if I'm buzzed pretty hard on my bike, I have to go slow.
But why would you even ride it? Like, why would you even tempt fate?
Well, because that's the way to get around, you know?
I mean, you're drinking. Like, what are you doing?
You're going to a bar on a bike. How else are you supposed to get around, right, Applehead?
An Uber? I walk. I literally can walk 2
Yeah, don't you usually walk to one of your bars, Matt? I mean, you're in, like, the middle of town. You can walk to everything.
Yeah, but it's fun to ride your bike, too.
Oh yeah, it looked like you had a great time that night.
Well, if one bar is crowded, then you'll want to get to the other bar fast, right? Because you're thirsty. You want to get there fast.
I'm listening. Get out of the way. You've learned. You've learned nothing. You've learned nothing.
I have learned.
You've learned. This near death experience has changed you. Nothing. Zero.
Well, now I have another scar above my eyebrow. So that makes 3 scars on my face, and every scar on my face from a bicycle.
I wish there was a video of that.
My body, except on my face, and they're all from a bike.
So. It's just whenever you get drunk, it's just there's always a potential for disaster.
Yeah.
There just is.
Yeah. So I went to North Carolina too, just last weekend, right?
Yep.
I was there, and it was like 11 o'clock at night. And, you know, my son just turned 21. He was down North Carolina all winter and none of the bars were open. So he's just like, he was all pissed off, and he's like, "Let's go to the bar." And I'm like, "I was like, well, let's ride the bikes." We rode the bikes to the bar at 11 o'clock at night. Stay there till 1, drank some beers, and rode home.
That's great. What a great example. You really are. Parenting at its finest.
Matt gets a DUI on his bike, and his son is yelling at the cop, "That's my dad!"
Yeah, that's what happened. But it was fun. Riding bike, the bar.
Oh, yeah. It looked like you had a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did. It looked like your face had a really good time, too. Yeah.
That's where I was for a little while. Was out.
So when you texted us and then you sent those photos of your face, which were awful, I had COVID at the time. So after 2 years, it finally hit me, and I was so fucking sick when you texted. And honestly, it like hit me like it was like Monday night, early Tuesday is when it hit me. First, I thought I had my allergies really bad. Then I thought I was getting a sinus infection. And then my head felt cloudy. Like I felt like I was in a fog. And I'm like, this is not right. Left work, came home, took a test, positive. Took another test, positive. I'm like, yeah, fuck, I got COVID. And then my fever started getting pretty high. And then the fever subsided, but then the body aches took over. And it was so bad, the body aches. Like, it felt like my muscles were on fire, and especially in my legs. I could only sleep for, like, an hour at a time. I'd have to get up and walk around and then get back into bed. And then I would fall asleep. Then I'd wake up in agony and have to get up again. I mean, my old fat ass was taking an Epsom salt bath. Epsom salt just to get fucking relief. And it helped. Trust me, it helped. It felt better.
I thought only old ladies take Epsom salt.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. But it helped. I'll tell you what. It fucking helped. It was the only relief I had for like 3 days.
What does Epsom salt do?
It just relaxes the muscles.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a thing. They have these like salt baths. You can actually go and immerse your entire body in salt water, and it's excellent for your body. So it actually really does help.
You just go in the ocean.
Yeah, true. But it's like warm salt, you know, like truly warm salt bath. Okay. And it was awful. I did not enjoy myself. I think I went 5 days without jerking off, which is clearly a sign of illness. Yep.
You're like, I am really sick.
Yeah. No.
I mean,
I'm not touching you today.
I'm not that sick.
If I told my doctor, he probably would be like, get to the emergency room. This is very serious. He hasn't jerked off in a week. He's obviously very ill. Get him in there. Yep. Yeah. I was getting concerned. I really was.
Were you?
Yeah, I wasn't like I've never gone that long without not jerking off. I mean, my God, I had nothing in me. I had no energy, no strength, nothing.
Matt, it was sad. Matt's in the hospital with a fucked up face. Yep. Is anybody around?
Yeah.
So I was going through COVID.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, that was bad. It was, man. Like, literally, it felt like my muscles had someone had set them on fire.
Your kids or your work?
No, my muscles.
No, I'm saying where'd
I get it? I don't know. I think I could probably figure it out. I was a dumbass. I had 3 big events indoors, like days before. Friday night, my daughter was in a play. And then Saturday, my youngest had basketball tournament all weekend. So I was inside with tons of people. Sweating and just people yelling and sweating. And just being all gross. It's no wonder I got it.
Yeah.
No wonder I got it.
You got it. You know what it's like. I think I had it the other night. I tested, never came back positive.
Yeah. Well, yeah, for me, it was my head. My head felt crazy. Like it was like lightheaded but not enjoyable. It was weird.
And it's so loud where you are, Apple.
Oh, is it?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it really is. Where are you? Are you on the dance floor? Like oof, 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 oof.
Better?
Yes. 100%.
I'm in the bathroom now.
I knew you were gonna say that.
He's in the bathroom.
No one knows I'm in here.
Are you in the woman's bathroom or men's?
The woman's. Don't tell anybody.
I'm hiding in the tiles above the toilet.
I can see you.
Tickle, tickle.
Yeah. No, I just went into the, there's like a back room, like a back part, so just for legal reasons.
By the way, you're we haven't done what would Applehead do in a while. Maybe we should do that since we keep losing you.
Weird happened to you, you know. I got my face smashed in. Huggy had COVID. Did you do anything normal, or is it's been all good for you?
That'd be a question for you, Applehead.
Oh, wait, what was the question? Sorry.
I wasn't paying attention.
I was trying to, like...
I was masturbating in the bathroom. Yeah.
I'm sorry, some girl just came in the bathroom.
Matt's question was, I had COVID, he mangled his face. How things been with you? Anything?
Good, good. I just been working, going down the shore this past weekend.
There.
Lost a lot of money gambling.
which shore do you go to?
This weekend I went to Brigantine, Margate, and Atlantic City.
Okay.
Did you go to
It's my old stomping grounds.
Yeah, the beach was great. Atlantic City is a shithole.
Yep.
I think it has been. It's gotten worse since COVID. Some dude was following me in the casino. I'm almost positive. Because every time I turn around, this dude was near me. And as I was leaving at 5 o'clock in the morning.
He killed him? Huggy?
Yeah. He lost him.
He killed him. That guy killed him.
That was it.
Yeah. He fell.
Terrible.
Finally, terrible ending.
Terrible ending.
It's funny, Atlantic City is the only, like, if you look for inexpensive beach houses, where's the number one place that comes up? Atlantic.
Yeah, I guess people don't really want to, they don't want to be there. Yeah, yeah, that's a shame. But, I mean, it's been a hole for a while down there.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, this dude was following me, because the slot machine, when you hit big, you know, the numbers start flashing and it's going up and up and up. And I think he was around me. So he saw that that I was winning money.
He was going to rob you.
And I wanted to leave. So I started going toward the parking garage, which I was going to call an Uber, but there's a certain section for Uber drivers to pick you up. So I was walking toward the parking garage and I realized I'm going the wrong direction. He's following me. And I stop, turn around, and all of a sudden he stops and turns around. So I go back in the casino, I go to another slot machine, I see he's near me again, and then I go to get the Uber, and again, he's behind me, just standing there. I'm like, what the fuck is this guy doing?
Yeah, he was following you.
So the good thing was, there was, you know, the valet guys, there were people waiting for their cab and their Uber, so there was a lot of people around, and he just like, he stood there for a while, and then he just turned around and left.
Damn, dude.
So, but I was like, I'm like, I got $4 on me. I won on the slot machine, but then I took my winnings and put it in another slot machine and lost.
Oh my God. So he was going to rob you for $4.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah. There was a good, speaking of Atlantic City, there was a good episode of Family Guy about Atlantic City. It was just on, it was a new one. And I was like, cause I just went down there to go to the beach. Like I was in Ventnor too. And I was like, oh my God, it's such
I don't want to say I grew up there, but I was down in Ventnor all the time. My grandparents were there for 60 years.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice. I mean, it's not bad there.
Vendor's fine.
Yeah.
A lot of Jews. Margate, Jews. We try to keep the place, you know, we try to keep it nice down there.
Oh, my God. Like, I could even tell a Jewish person from a not Jewish person.
You can't? I mean, how long have you been around Jews? Come on.
I really don't look. Unless they have a yarmulke on their head, that's the only way I can tell.
I mean, first of all, we're like Italians. We're loud. We're tacky. We tend to wear obnoxious clothing.
Yeah.
We're demanding.
There's a lot of Italians in Margate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you guys hairy as a race?
Say it again?
Are you hairy as a race?
Hairy?
Yeah.
Hairy backs?
Yeah, like, you know, Italians have the, you know, hair everywhere.
You know, I don't think I'm a. I mean, I got a nice head of lettuce, you know, and my dome's nice, but I'm not excessively hairy throughout the rest of my body.
I don't even look for that, Huggy. You think if I go to the beach and I'm looking for Jewish guys, I want to kill myself.
Sir, I mean, I didn't mention it like you at the beach. Like, of course not. I just meant in everyday life. Like,
oh.
Yeah, I would hope you wouldn't be going to the beach going, wow, look at Murray Cohen over there. He's a piece of ass. Like, I didn't think that's what was happening.
That's not what I'm doing. What I'm looking at.
Look at Lou Lipschitz. Oh, man. What a hottie.
That guy must be Jewish. Never mind that girl. And never mind the girl in the thong bikini. I'm looking at that guy, the Jewish guy.
I'm looking for Jewish guys.
Man, what are you doing on the beach? I'm just down here looking for Jewish guys.
Yeah. I'm picky.
Yeah, I can spot them out. That's for sure.
Why don't we do this? Because we got to do this in case we lose you again, Applehead. We've lost you like 6 times here.
I know.
What would Applehead do? Just to refresh people. We give people give you a scenario, Matt. You tell us what you think Applehead would do, and then Applehead tells us. Okay. We're just going to get right to it.
Do it.
Applehead is offered to spend a weekend at a top shelf Asian whorehouse. He bangs a minimum of 10 beautiful girls. However, he is arrested when he leaves and charged with a misdemeanor. You pay a fine and serve a night in jail. Would you do that?
I'd say he would do it.
Okay, all weekend, top shelf Asian whorehouse.
Yeah, he would do it.
Bang, at least 10 women. One but night. He is arrested as he leaves.
Yeah. Yeah, he would do it.
Napoli.
First of all, I'd be exhausted.
I wouldn't care.
A Friday till Sunday?
Yeah, it's the weekend.
Oh, my God. That would be like... I don't think I have the energy anymore.
You'd have yellow fever.
I come out smelling clean as a whistle.
Perfectly pressed.
Spring in my step as I leave to go to jail.
So would you pay the fine and serve a night in jail for that?
You know what? No, I would not. I mean, you could do it anywhere. It's not like, first of all, the day I pay for sex is the day I give up.
Well, you're not paying for it.
Yeah, I never said you're paying. You're only paying.
You said it's
an
Asian whorehouse.
Yeah, but I didn't say you get it for free. Let's say that. You're not paying for it.
It's free?
Yeah, it's free. Yeah, I'm not gonna. You can have a nice weekend on me. You just get arrested when you leave. You gotta pay a fine. You gotta pay a pretty big fine, though. I mean, you're gonna pay a hefty fine.
That goes on your record. You know.
You worry about your record?
Yeah, I don't want to have I don't have a rap sheet. I got arrested for what? It was a weekend at an Asian whorehouse.
I feel like There's been a change in Applehead. I feel like he's.
Do I get breakfast, lunch, and dinner there too?
Yeah,
oh, that's the game changer, huh?
Yeah,
if you're fed. My God,
I mean, it's a long time.
Yeah,
it is.
Eat. They're going to give you protein.
You're there for like 48 hours. Do I get a massage?
I mean, now you're being greedy.
Yeah,
I said you would have a weekend at a whorehouse. You wouldn't have to pay. You'd bang a minimum at least 10 beautiful girls. You're arrested when you leave in charge of the crime. You're saying you wouldn't do it.
Applehead? Hello?
See, we lost him again.
Did we lose him?
It says he's connected. Gonna get myself connected. And now he's gone.
Don't come back.
He'll re-enter the conversation.
Would you do that?
Man, a night in jail. I mean, it's different for us. Married, we have families. I don't think we can do it. Why? You would?
Well, I'm
married. You guys have way more at stake than I do.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And you still.
What am I going to lose? My dignity.
All right. Now, this one, he's going to, I know what he's going to say, but I really wanted to tell the truth. And you got to dig deep on this. You meet a woman. She's beautiful. Good job. Great person. You may actually love her.
Ooh.
And you want to marry her.
What's that?
She has. What's that?
I said, what is this thing called love that you talk about?
Yeah. She has special needs son. Like, the works. Like, needs 24-hour constant care. Can't be left alone. You know, everything. Feeding, wheelchair.
So, what are you saying?
Well, I mean, it's obvious what I'm saying. Does he go through with this relationship?
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, I'm going to say he says yes, but he means no.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it just takes a special person, you know, to.
And that's not him. That is not him.
I'm a caring guy, and I'm not sure that he could do that. So, yeah, I'm going to say no on that one.
See, he hung up. He didn't even want to address it. He wouldn't even.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, you know he's going to say yes because he doesn't want to come across like he's an asshole.
Yeah.
All right. What did you say, Huggy? What was your answer?
He said,
"Well, it only matters what Matt says." My answer is, it doesn't matter.
I said no.
He said no. You wouldn't do it. You wouldn't go through with it. I said you'd say yes to look okay, but you meant no. You don't want to do it.
Wait, is the dad still in the picture?
No.
No. I'm out.
Wow. He didn't even ask any other questions about that one, did he? Right? He's like, oh, what's she look like? He's like, no.
My decision's already made.
You meet her son. Who's the vegetable?
Yeah. Well, this has been real, honey.
Yeah.
But I gotta go home and feed my cat.
So that's a hard no. That's not even a no. That's a hard no.
All well, right. You know, like there's, you know what?
I respect you for saying no. It's shallow and empty, but I respect you.
Sorry, kid, but I'm not your dad.
Yeah, I'm not feeding you Jell-O. I'm sorry. All right, here's your next one. You're offered $5 million to appear in a porno. And it's a straight one, and your porn name is Mick the Dick.
Oh, actually, I like that name.
Mick the Dick.
Mick Dick.
Mick Dick.
Yeah. The Irish porn star.
Make the dick.
I'm going to say yes.
I'm gonna say he's intrigued and he would think about it, but I think ultimately he would say no, he can't do it. He can't do it.
Do that all day. You get a cool name.
And I mean, I'm stoned and I'm saying that.
Oh my God. You want my answer?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I want someone else's answer. Yes.
No, well, I can't be on camera naked. I like the name. Yeah, I'm gonna have to steal that.
I knew you would.
Wow.
Next time I'm out, if I meet a chick, I'm gonna tell her I was in a porno and my name was Mick the Dick. It actually might work these days.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I have two more and that's it. Okay. No, this one's crazy. You're blindfolded and you get blown by either a beautiful woman or a man you don't know. It's a 50-50 chance. Now here's the other kicker. If it's the woman, you get no money. If it's the man, you get $2 million. So you're blindfolded. You have no idea. You have no idea who's blowing you. Oh, the 50-50 shot.
I'm going to say a hard no.
Yeah.
I'm going to say,
and I mean, I tried to sweeten it, meaning like, if it was the guy, at least he got some money out of it. I'm going to say he's going to say no. He's going to say no, too. Yeah, I agree with you.
All right. So that's
it's a good one.
That's a really good one. But I'm going to say no, because if I go to the roulette table and I put my money on red, it comes out black.
Okay.
But hey, $2 million is $2 million. Yeah.
And you're blindfolded. Like, it's not like you see it happening.
Yeah, so, but like, what if like you just hear like the sound? Like, and you're like, all right, that's a chick. I know that sound.
You don't know anything. You can't tell. You don't know.
Oh, you're going to hear, you're not going to hear like, all you're going to hear is like,
wow.
And then like, yeah.
So you're not worth the risk.
My luck is, I don't have good luck.
Yeah, but you get $2 million. That's the thing. Like, if it's a guy, you can walk away with a few million. Like, what do you think, man?
$2 million.
What would you do, man?
Me?
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't do it.
I just feel like I'd be sweating profusely.
Yeah.
I feel like I would be so nervous. I think I'd have a heart attack.
No, this is what would happen. We would all say yes, all three of us. Huggy would be the only one that gets the girl.
Yeah.
That's
why me?
Because that's just the way it would happen. Because if you guys are gay.
Heads right? Or tails.
Yeah.
All right. Here's the last one. This is awful, this one. Okay, you have to watch your parents have sex at whatever age they are now. They don't know that you're doing it. You're on a hidden camera, but you do get $2 million. So they would never know, and you're on a hidden camera, but you got to watch them have sex now.
Oh, no. You would have to.
What's that, Matt?
No.
Wait, is this your take on this, or are you doing? Oh,
that was my take too. So he's saying no.
You're saying there's no price that you could put on this. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I don't know. Just no.
$2 million's a lot of money.
I know it is, but
it would be a traumatic experience. There's no doubt it would be awful.
Yeah, Well, you know, that's why people have problems in their life.
I don't even understand that. I don't even know what that means.
Because they probably saw their parents having sex.
Up, you know? Yeah, but not in like their 80s.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
2 million, though.
Yeah.
I could forget a lot of things for $2 million.
Yeah, $2 million?
Yeah. Applehead?
Oh, God. I mean, you think about your mom, your dad. Yeah,
that would be your parents. Yep.
No, I can't. I'm sorry. As far as I'm concerned, my parents never had sex.
Oh, my God.
I'm surprised.
At which one? That he said no?
Yeah. Yeah. It would be awful, but I think I'd do it. I mean, I might even throw up. It'd probably be disgusting.
You might be really high right now, dude.
It'd be like your, more like your mom. You know, just like you.
Yeah, of course. It would just be awful. It would be absolutely terrible.
Only thing Applehead can picture is his mom making pie. No.
Oh my God. It really would be awful.
Yeah. And what happened if they went for like 45 minutes? And
you're God. That would just be just vile. Yeah. It would be so upsetting.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just surprised, though. I thought somebody would say yes.
No.
None of you pigs would say yes to that.
None of us said yes, except you.
Am I convinced?
What do you mean you're not
convinced? I'm not convinced one way or the other. I'm not 100% in yet. The more I think about it, the less attractive it becomes. It's not that appealing to me.
Oh, my God. The BG.
God.
Is this a song that's playing during your parents?
Like, are you there with people? Are they like, where's Matt?
I'm in the back.
Okay.
So if I go through this one door, then you can hear the music.
Okay. One door, and the music happens. That's where it all happens. You drinking a beer right now?
Sure. Yeah.
By the way, I told Applehead this, but I sometimes go on Twitter, and I'll say just ridiculous things. So this story, there was a guy, he was a passenger on Southwest Airlines, and he got 48 days in prison for masturbating multiple times during the flight.
He was nervous.
So I said, wow, that's a stiff sentence. but anyway, here's the best part of it. So he was sitting next to a woman on the flight when he exposed himself shortly after takeoff. She suspected that he ejaculated because he licked a white substance from his fingers.
Ew.
So anyway, she started taking pictures. And he allegedly was using two hands to pleasure himself for about an hour before he finally fell asleep. He admitted his behavior, telling the FBI he asked his fellow passenger if she minded if he masturbated.
Oh my. At least he asked.
So then he said that she said she put her hands in the air and said it really doesn't matter. He said he thought the reply was kind of kinky and figured she was comfortable with him exposing and pleasuring himself at least four times.
Well, at least if he was under the covers, he really wasn't exposing himself.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Exposed to the theme.
I just love the fact that he did ask. Yeah, it's great. Hey, do you mind if I, beat off?
You can't wait.
Yeah, I hate flying. It'll help me relax.
And what did you say?
Stiff
you tweeted
sentence.
Out
that's stiff a sentence. Sentence. You got it.
I was telling Huggy that I tweeted out there's a story about this guy masturbating with Swiss cheese.
Oh, God.
So then I tweeted, get this monster off the streets.
There was another one that I read, and I tweeted this one too. So this guy, he was donated his sperm. He fathered 15 children, but he lied when he filled out his application because he had a genetic condition called Fragile X syndrome, which can actually can cause learning disabilities.
Okay.
So I'm like, he really should have come clean.
He has nasty stories to give out. Funny comments like this?
Yeah, yeah. It's childish, but I enjoy it. Yeah. Wow. I mean, yeah, I like it. Did you tell Matt your idea, the one that you told me for the special type of dough?
Oh yeah, yeah. So
this before he says this is the dumbest thing ever.
Okay,
just wait. It's so dumb.
So this was a product I was thinking about, and it's dill flavored dough. So the name of the product would be called Dildo.
That is such a shame because that is a freaking great idea.
It's like you make bread, but it's dill flavored bread. But originally, it's dill flavored dough. So you make dildo.
Yeah.
So you take this.
I think it's a great name. That's a good idea. Good product. Like. Yeah, the name's just not good.
Dilldough.
Yeah, dildo.
Dildo.
I got you. Yeah, I figured that part out.
Available at a store near you. Available at Wegmans and Acme.
Part of Applehead baking products.
Yeah.
Well, it's like the one I had, the when you have your own fish and, you know, tackle place, and it's called Masturbate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same thing.
I looked it up. There is a place in Florida.
Yeah. There was one. Yeah. Which I didn't realize.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they're not capitalizing on it. Like, I should be seeing t-shirts. I mean, literally, people should be walking around with t-shirts saying Masturbate.
Yeah. They need a new marketing person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I mean, it's funny, but where are you going to wear that to your kids? Basketball game?
Maybe.
But if you're in high school,
I don't know.
The PTA meeting.
If I'm feeling frisky, maybe. I don't know. Well, I like to shake things up.
My son got in trouble for wearing one of those shirts from LBI, and it's like a nut place, and it's like lick my nuts and nuts or something like that, and that's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Wearing that, and he got in trouble for that. So yeah. You can't be wearing those shirts around, dude. You're 50. You gotta be wearing like a nondescript shirt.
It says Masturbate Fish and Tackle. Like, what?
No, you can't.
I didn't know it was something bad.
Oh, my. Oh, my God. I cut my hair, too, by the way.
I saw a picture of you at your son's graduation, by the way. Congratulations. Was your hair cut for that?
Yes.
Yeah, it looked good.
Yeah, I cut it. I probably lost, I don't know, 6 to 8 inches cut off.
It was age appropriate.
Yeah. Still, but you know, it still has a little flow to it. So
yeah, it's still got something. Yeah.
And now I just look like a dirty scumbag. Like before, I looked like I just look like a long haired derelict.
You went from a derelict to a scumbag.
Yeah.
I guess it's a little better.
Yeah.
What am I hearing? What is that?
Oh, I have to go in the other room. Like,
what is going on? My God. Only Apple.
Name that song.
What is it? I can't hear. What song is it?
Hold on.
The Prince?
Wait, it's this should be easy for you guys. You say I look like this person.
Oh God! So it's Phil Collins or Genesis?
Studio?
Yeah.
It's such a terrible song. It really is. It's so happy. I think that's why I don't like it.
Yeah, it's too happy. It's like
it's just too fucking happy. You know, everyone's smiling while they're playing it. Yeah, it's just too happy.
Yeah, I agree.
I can't enjoy something that's that happy. I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. I knew you'd understand.
I gotcha.
You don't like the song Don't Worry, Be Happy?
No.
No, not really. But I think I like it more than Sussudio. I hate Sussudio. God, do I hate that song.
I should grow a mullet, and then I'll really look like Phil Collins.
Who the hell is playing that in the bar?
It's just like the jukebox, like the, you know, they just plays like whatever.
Oh, so like people. no one picked that, because if somebody picked that, I'd beat the shit out of them.
Yeah, like you gotta like take that stuff off the jukebox.
It's just like random plays.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of good 80s music. You don't have to play Sussudio.
I agree.
Oh, that's garbage. Really is. That just sucks.
Well, sounds like he's having fun there in the back.
Yeah, well, it does.
Doing a podcast, so hopefully he's doing a good job back there.
I'm real thirsty now. That's the only bad thing about these seltzers, they make you really thirsty.
You sound like you're real high right now.
Yeah. Oh my God. I feel like I could. I need like a horse trough of water.
Look, you sound like he's talking in slow motion.
You know. You remember when the Three Stooges would drink? That's what I want to do. Like when they would drink, and you're like, I need liquid that bad.
Oh my God.
It makes you have cotton mouth.
It can get a little dry. Yeah,
that's funny, right? You get cotton mouth from an edible.
Yeah,
we should call it now a drinkable.
Yeah, but it's very tasty.
Yeah, I could do that all the time. That sounds like an idea. I know my story about that, but that's great.
This pomegranate one is it's really pleasurable. Really enjoyable.
You're only drinking one. You're not drinking all four, right?
Oh my God. No, I mean, if you had two, you'd be on the floor peeing yourself.
Okay.
So any more than that, I think two is the limit.
Okay.
Yeah, you'd be just too stoned. You'd be too high.
Wait, so it's legal in New Jersey now. Matt, have you?
I have not, no.
Whoa.
Well, I heard the lines are out of control, and it's like
still?
Yeah. And that they don't sell like Huggy was talking earlier. Like it sounds like he has like boutique stuff. Like we just have like regular flour. I don't even know if you can get some of the stuff, you know? You can't get like good stuff or fun stuff. It's all just regular, you know, weed.
It's just not quality.
Yeah, and it's not like what he's getting. He said he gets chocolates, like yes, you know,
you can get anything. Yeah, you can get a candy bar. You can get, you know, the gummies. You can get beverages. You can get drops. You can get mints. Like anything they can make it into something, they do. Doesn't matter.
We're not there yet. They just finally opened the doors. They're not like, oh, let's make it fun. You know, they're not making it fun. It's more like, here, if you need this, you can have it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like it's for recreational fun purposes.
Totally.
Ours is for like, oh, people that, you know, have anxiety or something like that. So
it's like opening up, you know, like a beer store, but they only sell Old Milwaukee, Bud Light. You know, they're not selling
right
the good shit.
Exactly. It's exactly how it is.
Genesee Cream Ale.
Yep.
They're not Jenny Cream Ale. Oh my Schlitz. God.
Schlitz. Yeah.
Oh, fucking Schlitz.
Black Label.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
Old English.
That's what they're saying in Jersey. So Huggy has the better store.
Huggy's got Guinness.
Yeah.
Milwaukee's best was the worst. That really was the worst. It was the only beer that never could get cold. It could be in a fridge for 3 days. It would still be not be cold. That beer was just the worst.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was in North Carolina, and people were drinking, like, guys older than me, men, were drinking Natty Light. And I'm like, that's what you're drinking, dude?
Natty. Wow. That is disgusting.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, come on. You can do better than that. You can
throw a couple extra dollars to something at least.
Get Busch beer.
Yeah.
It's not good, but it's better than that.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't drink that. When I saw him drinking that, I was like, that's nasty. I mean, meanwhile, I'm drinking a 42-ounce of tequila. And I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm like, look at this guy.
42 ounce of tequila?
Oh, yeah.
Like, straight up tequila?
Nah, that's some seltzer in it.
That's a lot of tequila.
Splash.
It was seltzer and pineapple juice.
If I may quote Sammy Hagar, that is Mas tequila. Yeah.
Was it good tequila?
Yeah, it was good tequila.
What kind?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Pepe Lopez?
No.
Pepe Lopez.
Better than that.
Pepe Lopez.
Juarez.
It had a cork in it. How's that? It wasn't a screw top. It had a cork.
So it was probably like Espolón or Don Julio.
Wasn't Don Julio. It might have been something else. Had like a black or blue label on it. I can't remember. I was just pouring it, buddy. When I thought
All talking. Right, guys. I got to go. Get my electric bike.
Yeah. And that's what I did. I rode my electric bike to the beach with my 42 ounces of tequila.
Thank God.
Matt's got to drive away with a sombrero on his head.
Arriba, arriba.
The cops are chasing them.
Oh, Speedy, it's me.
Matty Gonzalez.
Matty Gonzalez. You could do your Cheech impression.
Yeah.
No.
Your legendary classic Cheech impersonation.
Everything is Cheech to me, don't you?
Hey, man.
Yeah. I don't know why. I watch a lot of Cheech and Chong, you know, so I was very impressionable by them. So,
sure, something like that. Yeah, that's funny. I knew what you meant.
I must have watched those movies hundreds of times.
I have no doubt you did.
Yeah, I did.
And you'd laugh every time.
Every time. I think we did a pretty good damage of not messing too bad tonight.
Yep. No, this was fun. Good to.
Thanks. I'm glad we're all back on. Applehead, we'll see you again in a couple months.
Wait, you're the one who's in the hospital.
Did we
learn anything from Huggy getting COVID? Matt doing a 180 on an electric bike going 40 miles an hour, flipping over.
Have we learned anything? No, nothing. Nothing has been learned.
I don't think we learned anything.
There we go.
I don't know that we ever should.
Yeah. Never stop doing stuff.
Yeah, no, never, never. Well, I guess this is as good a time as any to just say goodnight and God bless you.
Till next week.
Till next week.
All right, gentlemen.
Okay, Applehead, good luck. Get out of the back room.
Next time, I'll be home.
Okay.
But I mean, you just never know whether we're going to do this. It's always, last minute. I was surprised Matt even responded, to be honest with you.
Right.
I hear you.
Okay.
I hear you. Okay, right. There you go. All right. Later.